Texte numéro 10. Appalachian town must wait as pandemic puts plastics plant on hold. From his bar in Shadyside, Ohio, Mr. Coughland has been counting on his town getting a new petrochemical plant since it was planned 7 years ago. He says the southeastern part of the state has long been neglected. The plant, to be built by Thailand-based oil and gas company PTT, would be a major construction project. "You're talking an influx of close to 10,000 people at one point," Coughland says. The ethane cracker, as it's called, would turn natural gas from nearby wells into petrochemicals and plastics. It's part of a much-planned wave of petrochemical construction across Appalachia. Oil and gas backers say a decade of fracking has unlocked enough gas in this region for 4 or 5 chemical plants like PTT's. But so far, only one is under construction, a Shell plant near Pittsburgh. Now, as the Ohio project has stalled amid the pandemic, some wonder if it will ever be built. A final decision was due this summer, but then came COVID-19 and PTT pushed it off. In July, citing the pandemic, one of the project's investors backed out. That was a disappointment for the superintendent of the Shadyside Local School District. On one wall of his office are drawings for a brand new $30 million school complex. If the PTT plant goes ahead, the company has said it will pay for the badly needed building. "I would really love to get really busy on a building project," he says. But without a final decision, all he can do is sit and wait. Analysts who work towards sustainable energy say the pandemic has certainly hurt demand for petrochemical products. But projects in West Virginia, Texas, and Pennsylvania have also been delayed or cancelled in the past year, and the PTT decision is part of a larger downward trend for the industry. A petrochemical analyst thinks newly built plants on the Gulf Coast and in China are creating an oversupply of plastics. Demand will eventually rebound, but agrees that the Ohio project doesn't make financial sense for now. If it was such a compelling case to build there, that cracker would have been approved, under construction, and then there probably would be another one on top of that, he says. And it's not. Not everyone is sad to see the project on hold. Amanda Petrucci lives just across the Ohio River in West Virginia. She says her family has suffered from health problems, and she worries they're linked to a nearby Superfund site. The prospect of a new petrochemical plant has made her consider moving, so the delay came as a relief. She'll have to wait and see what happens with the plant, whose future is up in the air. Adapted from NPR, October 2020.